Lord, we're very thankful for the opportunity to be involved in your work. And we know that the responsibilities laid upon us in this particular Sunday school class really can and do have an eternal impact, because we're dealing with your word and with people, both of which are eternal. Lord, your word is that which has already brought us from death to light, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of everlasting life. And Lord, we get to continue meditating upon those truths with fellow believers here in these small groups. So Lord, I do pray that you would continue to give us grace to get to know one another, to build deep relationships that will be regular sources of the ministry of grace one to another. Lord, I pray that you would bless us as we handle your word, to do so accurately and to do so passionately. May we be enthralled with what you're teaching us, and may it simply be the overflow one from another. Lord, I pray that you'd bless those who can't be with us tonight and their different responsibilities. I pray that you'd protect them and use them tonight in your service. Lord, may this be an impacting night for our church as the adults meet in the auditorium, as the kids meet, the teens across the street, and the young adults down at the end of the hall. May this be a night where God is magnified, where his word is impressed upon us, where our satisfaction in Christ is more fully realized, and where our commitment to you is becomes deeper. Lord, I pray that you would give wisdom to those that will be opening your word. Help them to do so accurately. And Lord, I pray that you would meet with your people tonight. Lord, give us wisdom now. Help us to be a help one to another as we continue in this department. And we'll need your help, knowing that you'll give it tonight. We're thankful for that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're just going to meet once a month like this. And the whole goal of this meeting is just kind of touch base with one another, to make you aware of any announcements that need to be you need to be aware of. And then also to kind of get feedback from each other as to, hey, this is what happened at my table, this is what I've done, this is what worked, this is what didn't. I get emails like that, and I get conversations in the foyer, and I'll try to include some of those in teaching tips, but that's more so just for the teachers. But I know the table leaders have done different things at time that have really helped to build relationships. So a lot of this time every month will be geared toward hearing from you. That's kind of the goal. Just some preliminaries before we get to that. I have to confess about the lessons for you teachers in here. That will come out by tomorrow. It will be in your inboxes. And Saturday, the conference all day kind of put me back, and that's my lame excuse. And my goal is still to have it sent out on Mondays. And so my objective to reach that goal is going to be to take Thursday or Friday morning and hit a Panera Bread or a coffee shop and just spend 4 or 5 hours on a Thursday or Friday morning just working on the lesson away from my office. It's really easy to get distracted in my office, and if I can leave and get it a Panera Bread, I did that once before, and it was really profitable, and I haven't done it since then. So that's, to be accountable to you, that's my objective, is Thursdays or Friday mornings at a Panera Bread, and hopefully I can get back on track to getting that to you by Monday. So I apologize. You'll have it tomorrow, and then the audio clip will be to you shortly after that. Someone asked about the length of Colossians. It's obviously going to go longer than 6 weeks. And I don't really have a time frame on it. We'll just take one section at a time so that it's easily handled. We're not going to take just a verse at a time. We'll be in it forever. We'll just try to take it section by section and finish when we can. But we will do the rotation every 6 weeks, at least with the teachers. So every 6 weeks you're seeing a different table, rotating in some new teachers, giving some of you a session off for a couple different reasons. Some tables are tougher to teach than others. And so instead of having you at a particularly difficult table where it's like pulling teeth to get discussion going for 2 or 3 months in a row, we'll just make you do that for 6 weeks. And then we'll give that difficult table to someone else. That's the benefit from the teacher side. The benefit from the other side is if they have a weaker teacher for 6 weeks, then they know I'm not stuck with this weaker teacher. And doesn't that sound awful? There you go. I'm just being honest. I'm not, you know, for the next 2 or 3 months. I've just got 6 weeks. And then the goal also is, like Keith's been off for this session. He was on for 2 sessions, wants a session off. I completely understand that. Keith was putting in 8 to 10 hours a week of preparation. That's a lot. So 2 sessions on, 1 session off, something like that. That's why we want to keep it available for teachers. Josh is on right now for 6 weeks, but he typically's got a responsibility with kids. So just to keep things fresh for you and for the tables, and then to allow guys like Josh and Lauren and others to come in. That's why we'll keep it to 6-week sessions, at least for the teachers. But just some updates. We've already seen some increased involvement this semester, which has been really fun. I got an email from Sue Smith. She couldn't be here tonight, but she's got 3 new ladies at her table that weren't with us in previous sessions, but are this session. I think it's because of some of the phone calls that she and her table leader have made. So that's just really, really neat. And these aren't folks that are coming from other Sunday school classes. They're folks that typically haven't been attending that are. That's fantastic. It's thrilling to see some of the fruit of that already. The consistent positive comment that I keep on consistently getting too is just the benefit of the deep relationships. And folks are really enjoying that. So I know some of you table leaders are really aggressive in trying to think, how can we establish those relationships? And I'll want some of those ideas in a little bit. But thank you for that, because it's being effective. I've heard some really positive comments from the teachers as well. It's always been a joy to talk with Bud and Keith, especially in the hallway, and get some of their notes on different passages, and then go back to my notes and add it in as a footnote so I can have it for later or whatever. And I've really enjoyed those conversations. What are some thoughts from teachers, some testimonies from teachers that we could hear right now about this has been helpful? This would be helpful if you could include this. We started to include an overview of next week's lesson, or just a brief overview of next week's lesson. I've tried to do more in the audio files as far as discussion questions, and I've started my discussion really being the application time. The teacher tips, I think, has been a help. What are some other thoughts? Yeah.
I've been, in the first lesson, been trying to go back and, you know, show them the puzzle pieces we put in a 30-second to minute review. You know, just even, you know, 7 days is a long time for, well, a lot, even adults. And then I had a question about maybe bringing them up to speed, maybe encourage more discussion. Is there any way we could, like, not say necessarily homework, but maybe email them or have the table leaders email on the table, you know, the people on the table, and, like, just give us some maybe some nuggets that we could email them, read through the next passage, and, you know, here, when you read through it, how about this phrase? Let's, you know, concentrate on this. So when we do come to that discussion, it's not so much deer in the headlight. Go ahead.
Last week on Friday, I think, I'm the teacher, and I emailed everybody at our table because I've been 2 weeks away.
Right.
And asked them, about, you know, the lesson before a little bit, but I put one of the discussion questions worded in such a way, said, reading this passage, won't you be prepared to discuss this thought?
Thank you.
Thought?
You just answered my question.
And that's what I did.
Yeah, I'll definitely continue to include what the next week's study is going to be on, so you can tell them that. And I'll try to include the text and the theme of the text. Now, the actual title that I give to it may change by the time you actually see it in a full lesson format. But assuming that I get those to you on time, then that may be a great idea, just pull in some of those discussion questions to send.
Something I did, I think, this past Monday, because I told Pastor Keith I got through the lesson. The first two, I thought, man, I did great. But, I mean, I just felt like I got things across. The third lesson, I was like, I'm not sure what they got it or not. So Monday, in an email, I told them I valued their input. All this, and then I said, I just wanted to stop because we covered so much information. Just wanted to
That's great, bud.
What we talked about on Sunday, 3 or 4 main points, and then 2 or 3 applications. Just, I guess, if they read it and then said, oh, okay, that makes sense. I did get an email back from Jim Little, who's out of town even. He emailed me back, said, thanks for the summary, because he wasn't even there. But I guess it made me feel better that I kind of threw it out there. Here's what I wanted you to get out of it. I'm not sure you got it. I didn't say that part. But anyway.
That is a great idea. I like that pattern. A summary email on Monday and a preparatory email on Friday. That's interesting. You talked with me in the hallway too, I mentioned on the Single Focus website, because I teach this material on Sunday mornings as well, I've been recording myself and putting it on the Single Focus website. So, like, our college kids that aren't here, they can follow along. I put the outline on there for them as well. And I got an email back from one of them saying that he's using it, which is great. So what we could do as well is we could start putting the full lesson online, and a link could be made available to the tables so that after you study at the table, they can then go online the next week for the whole full outline if they would want that for further study. Now, if we did that, right now everything goes on the Single Focus site. I mean, this clip, when I send you out the email, it'll be linked to the Single Focus site. Is that fine? We can do it on the church. Okay.
No, just as long as you tell us where it's at.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Great. Well, we can keep doing that. Any other suggestions? Table leaders?
When I talked before, table leaders I had, they came up with little questions, and we would do that. And I haven't been doing that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
For prayer requests. Mm-hmm. And everybody has given so many prayer requests, I feel like we didn't have time for a question on top of that.
Yeah, right.
So, but because they're asking for prayer requests, I feel like, you know, that's helping with the interaction, too. Mm-hmm. And that is a way that we can get to know each other, too.
Yep.
Is by taking those requests and taking time to pray for one another. So, the questions were helpful in the other groups that I was in, but prayer requests are kind of working, too.
I kind of missed out on it. Is that kind of the focus of the Adult Home Fellowship, is to work a prayer time into it? Because I'm not trying to, that would be just that much more time to expound on a lesson.
Right, right.
And that's great.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there, you know, if that's untouchable, it's untouchable. But
the theoretical schedule is this. At 9:30, Keith calls kind of everything to order, and he's typically has five to ten minutes. There are times where you know, if a mission trip comes home and he wants to bring someone in to share a testimony, if he wants somebody to come in and do some special music, if a missionary's in town, he says, hey, can you come in and do a 5 or 10 minute presentation? He may take longer than that. But generally, he's got 5 to 10 minutes. So at 35 or 40, he hands it over to the table leaders. And then they'll take an additional 10 minutes. If he takes 5, they can have 15. If he takes 10, they can have 10. And that's whatever they want to do. If they want to ask a question to kind of get interactions, sharing a prayer request. The goal is at 9:50, though, to be handing it over. Again, if he has a longer intro, and those will happen once in a while, then it might be 9:55. But if he gives it, if you give it to the teachers at 9:50, that's at least a full half hour, which can still be tight. I know.
Yeah.
I know it's not.
It's real. That's pretty tough.
Yeah. I figure the further we go into a lesson, though, it's kind of, you know, because even when I get done with a lesson, it seems like we're getting a little more discussion even after the lesson's done. And, you know, as the bells ring or
sure,
whatever,
right.
You know,
right.
People are starting to open up a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess when I look at that material, it's like, wow, I could take an hour, really and truly, in not.
I understand,
not
right. Right. Right.
But I'm going to be all things to all people.
I've discovered this week that this is one benefit of my starting on my lesson late, is I end up having to do less study, and so my outline is shorter. So I've noticed maybe this is going to end up being a good thing. I guess just a thought in closing, because I know that continues to be kind of a constant comment is, boy, we seem rushed. That doesn't seem like we have enough time to get everything in. You know, we weren't able to have as much discussion. It seemed like it was a long lesson. And I understand all that. And I mean, realistically, we're dealing with 50 minutes on a Sunday morning. That's just not enough time to accomplish everything we want to. The Adult Bible Fellowship, we're wanting to accomplish both the Bible and the fellowship part. To do both in a 15-minute time period is tough. And we're wanting to primarily emphasize the Bible study, and we're trying to do that. But I think for all of us, I think we need to be careful, especially when those comments come up from people at our table, is we can entertain those comments, and then the energy they get from us can be like, yeah, this is kind of too bad, I wish it wasn't this way. Or the energy they can get from us is, yeah, but isn't it exciting that we're feeling this way? Isn't it great that we feel like we didn't have enough time? And boy, you know what, I'll send you out an email tomorrow. Or, hey, you know, maybe we can catch up over coffee this week and talk some more about it. I was listening to MacArthur on the next section that that you'll get tomorrow on reconciliation from Colossians 1. And he finished up his introduction where he talks about the five different words, summary words for salvation. And he just finishes that 3 minutes and you're just like thrilled to the core about everything God has done for you. And he said, man, isn't Bible study fun? Isn't this great? I'm just pumped up here. And you don't hear anything. And he says, thank you, both of you. And kind of laughs. And I'm, you know, I'm sure that the folks in the church were responding with him. Yeah, we're so thankful for this. But I listened to that and just thought, man, I appreciate that. And I hope all of us come into Sundays with that kind of same, man, I can't wait to do this. I know we're not going to have enough time, but whatever we get to is going to be good. And yes, you're right. We didn't have enough time, but you've got the whole rest of the week now where you can fill in the blanks that we didn't get to. And so I think if we guide our tables with that kind of energy, we'll still never have enough time on a Sunday morning, but it'll be better time than if we just come out going, it never seems like we have enough time. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to convey there? I just think philosophically what this Sunday school model is doing, it's accomplishing so many really good things. And to miss the point by always feeling like we didn't have enough time, or to miss the point by, someone told me the other day, just, you know, you're not going to be able to accomplish what you want to by just an hour on a Sunday morning. You really need to be doing something else. Well, you know, that's right. And if you talk to the early church Christians in Acts chapter 2 and sat down with them and told them how we do church today, they would look at you and say, how do you survive that way? I mean, they were always doing church. So we're not going to accomplish what we ought to be doing as New Testament believers in just an hour on a Sunday morning. He's right. But this is a start. This is a really, really good start. We took one teacher and we made nine. And we added nine more table leaders that are cultivating relationships and bearing each other's burdens. And we're seeing people dig into the scriptures in a way that perhaps they haven't. And sometimes it's with their spouse. And there's so many really good things. I just really believe in this model. And it's easy to hear a comment like MacArthur and go, yeah, that's right. And I'm not in your seats with you. But I think as we continue that energy and as we let the enthusiasm bubble over us, that it will affect those at our tables. And, of course, that's the hope and the prayer request. And what a neat thing to see one at your table and three at Sault Ste. Miss. And I know there are others. So.
Russ and Karen Volvo, the ones that are always greeting out there, or once a month, whatever the rotation. I'm not sure who called them from that list, and Russ walks in the first week. Somebody called me, and I decided the first of the year we need to be in Sunday.
Wow, amen. That's great.
So they're both in the adult Bible.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, thank you for your labor, and I want to help you. So I will get that to you tomorrow, and then next week, Lord willing, on Monday. And everything I just said, I don't want to be an excuse for something that I could be doing differently on the lessons or for something that we could be doing differently. So please take that in that spirit. If you've got continued input, I really do want to hear it. So let's pray. Father, what a thrill again just to be a part of your harvest fields, to be a part of your building. And Lord, we want to build with gold, silver, and precious stones and not wood, hay, and stubble. And what a thrill to know that in this Sunday school class, that's exactly what we're building with, because we're being really careful to not use anything other than your word, one with another. And in the small group opportunities to begin the discussion and then have it on our minds throughout the rest of the week, Lord, it's a thrill to see some people already connect. It's a thrill to see ourselves growing. It's a thrill to be able to sharpen each other as a leadership team. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to create an energy in our own hearts that would spill over into the hearts and the lives of those around us. Lord, help us to be faithful ministers, not just on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday. May we minister grace one to another. May we be very sensitive to the weakness of our own hearts and the weakness of the hearts of those in this church family. And so may we be so eager to exalt Christ one to another so that our satisfaction on Monday and on Thursday is found in Him alone. Lord, give us your grace to bring revival to bear personally so that we see your hand in this particular Sunday school class. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.